Output PDX, the show about business, technology, and creativity in the Bridge City. I'm Haley Platt. Today's guest is Ben McKinley, founder and CEO of Cascade Web Development. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you very much, Haley. Yeah,
thanks for being here.
Absolutely.
You're clearly somebody who on a daily basis plays a part and has a big role in all three categories, really, business, tech, and creativity at Cascade. So talk to me about your unique approach to web development at Cascade, some of the services that you offer, and just your overall mission.
Wonderful. Yeah. So I think our focus is really on the strategy, kind of helping clients solve their problems with web technology. So it's more of a technical strategy approach. Then we don't have any designers on staff, but we partner with design teams.
Okay.
And sometimes those are in-house with the client. Sometimes those are our partners that we bring to the table. And then we bring those creative visions to life.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sort of a hybrid company in that we've developed our own software, our own content management system, but then we also provide service on top of that.
Right. And you have some really unique business solutions. So talk to me about Evergreen and Brand Live and White Pass.
So Evergreen was the first step in creating a content management system, or what people think of as a content management system, which allows people to go in and edit basic pages on their website,
mm-hmm.
but then also more robust, complex needs. So we call them modules, but standardized pages for, let's say, a product mix on a website. And then, you know, maybe you have staff bios that are very standardized list views, display views. And so we can sort of map that out and make it as easy as possible for non-technical people to get in and make those developments. So it's more than a content management system in the sense that it's not just pages that you're editing,
mm-hmm.
but also these other standardized pages or standardized modules, and then relating data back and forth.
Okay. So it makes it easier, though.
Absolutely.
Right.
And then really, when we started out, this was pre-WordPress, this was pre-Drupal, this was pre-Squarespace. There was really nothing out there that was a hosted content management system widely used like today.
Okay.
And so, you know, this was back in 2001. And so that was our big mission, is let's do something different and hopefully better that is non-threatening to the marketing professional. And that's kind of been our core ever since, is that we didn't want to be built by technicians for technicians, mm-hmm. but for, you know, folks that are a little less confident with code.
I want to talk about your office too.
Mm-hmm.
It is so cool and so unique. So talk to me a bit about how the idea of it was born and just the process of creating it. What was that like?
When we first moved in, it was pretty rough.
Right.
And, you know, it was enough that it was an old rail car.
Sure.
And that's cute.
How old was the rail car?
1940s.
Okay.
1940s Milwaukee Road rail cars.
Okay. So cool. All right. So I'm sorry. Anyway.
So yeah. So we moved into them, and it was enough that they were rail cars, but, you know, when you got inside, you're like, wow, this is the tightest, smallest conference room in the city, and there's no flushing toilet, and, you know, there were certain parts that it was very much corporate glamping.
Sure.
And so after we purchased them, you know, after years of deferred maintenance, we put a lot of time and energy into refurbishing them further the first half of this year, and really excited about how it's taken shape. We have a larger conference room now. I'd refinished a slab of bowling alley to make as our conference room table, and that was a really fun personal project for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've also had some fun projects on the exterior. We've commissioned a couple of different young artists
mm-hmm.
to do one. Is more much more of a graffiti mural,
right.
And the other one's more of an impressionist art style
mm-hmm.
from a couple of college students who were really eager to have this large format to
sure.
play with. And the response in the town's great.
So do you work mainly with Portland-based companies, or do you have a wider range of clients?
We have a wide range of clients geographically, but I would say mainly in Portland.
Right. So then, I mean, and I figured that, you know,
mm-hmm.
I figured, of course, you would have, you know, different cities and different companies. But I'm really curious to know, are there different needs and goals of Portland-based companies versus in other cities?
Yeah, I think what we found is that in Portland, there's a wide variety of opportunities that come our way just because of the variety of relationships that I have and that my team has and that our referral sources send our way.
Sure.
I'm involved in a lot of different community organizations. And so as part of that, you know, opportunities just sort of flow in that are hard to predict. Additionally, our creative partners that we work with, they send us a huge variety of clients that, you know, they're working on and saying, hey, can you help, you know, be the technical piece of this project?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our clients outside of the Portland market are ones that I might pursue by going to a couple of specific trade shows each year,
mm-hmm.
which are usually in the outdoor space, so outdoor retailer, SIA, which is in the ski and snowboard industry, and then Interbike, which is the nation's largest bike-focused trade show.
Right.
So those tend to be more e-commerce or at least outdoor-focused type web solutions.
You talked a lot about the outdoors and how that's important to you, and I realized you were at Outdoor Retailer,
mm-hmm.
And that you have Dad Sherpa is
yeah.
sort of a pet project that's close to your heart. So
mm-hmm.
tell me about that, and then talk to me about Outdoor Retailer and what the experience was like as far as Oregon companies.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been going to these trade shows now for the last half dozen years.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a great way to ultimately meet with a lot of clients and prospects from Portland,
sure.
which is we always laugh about. Like, you're right down the street. Why are we
right.
coming to Salt
Why
Lake?
Why are we
to
in
meet?
Salt Lake? Yeah.
But we're all there. You know, it's there's so much that can happen with introductions and opportunities that come out of those, and a great opportunity for me to see a lot of my out-of-town clients as well. And Dad Sherpa, you know, is basically this passion project, like you said, that I started about a year ago with the encouragement of a friend of mine, Steve Fox, and he encouraged me to you know, create this own sort of brand around activating young fathers, young families to continue to be active in the outdoors, even when they've got little ones.
And packs on the back. Yeah.
Kids in packs on the back mm-hmm. and strollers
yeah.
and how and what's appropriate and how do you motivate all members of the family to do that. And the vision has recently expanded with the help of a good friend, Mitch Doherty, around what Dad Sherpa can be.
Mm-hmm.
So the original thought was, well, we can do gear reviews and make recommendations for fathers and families. We can do, you know, how-tos and you know, tricks and tips for
sure.
getting kids out on the trail or on skis or doing fun things like that. And also, you know, it was a good motivation for me to get out and push myself and do fun things and report back on that and say,
yeah.
these things can happen even with kids. We don't have to
right.
leave all that behind.
Yeah. What are your overall thoughts then, being an outdoor retailer, just about the health of Oregon businesses?
Yeah, I think Oregon is, you know, whether it's technology or outdoor and anything in that sort of apparel, design, product, there's a lot of positive energy, you know, looking at Oregon saying, you guys have got some special stuff going. So, I think it's really healthy and, you know, anything we can do to continue to support that in a variety of different ways from an economic development perspective, you know, to continue to shine a light on all the good things going on. I think we should definitely do that.
So let's talk about the BTA,
mm-hmm.
which you're involved with, and a couple other. I mean, you really, outside of work, you don't just talk the talk, right?
Yep.
So tell me what you do.
Yeah. So I, like I said, I've been fortunate to meet a lot of nice folks along the way that are very supportive of the community. Currently, I sit on the boards of the Greater Portland Inc.
Mm-hmm.
and Bicycle Transportation Alliance. So these are two things I care about in terms of economic development and sort of proactively working to make Portland a better place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been really fulfilling. I've been on that board now for about 5 years and then just passed up 2 years now with Bicycle Transportation Alliance. Love to ride my bike, love to commute.
Mm-hmm.
We live out in West Lynn in Clackamas County where there are some serious challenges.
Yeah.
And even for my daughters, you know, they can't just like ride their bike to school safely. And so I want to be a part of solving those problems. Really excited too that BTA is expanding their mission to be not only bike focused, which can sometimes be quite polarizing, but also walking and public transit, so more active transportation. So those are two organizations that are great. And then through my ski coaching for the last 20 years, 11 with high school and 11 with the Multnomah Athletic Club, met a lot of really, really good people.
Mm-hmm.
And again, hugely fulfilling to continue to support and give back to that community.
Yeah. You, to me, are sort of what is good about Portland right now.
Mm.
I mean, you know, you take advantage of all that we have to offer, but you don't just take advantage. Like, you really give back and try to promote it, right, and support that. But then you also are like, hey, I got a business, and we're going to grow, and we're going to bring more people. I don't know. You're kind of like Mr. Portland.
Well,
I like
you.
To say.
Thank
yeah.
you very much.
Thanks,
a lot
Ben.
Of good examples out there, for sure.
Yeah, thank you so much. I enjoyed that today.
Thank you.
And that concludes this episode of Output PDX. Thanks for watching.